Kum lena na blat gemora rotav kuf yud gimel amud al, the very bottom of the page. So we learned in the Mishnah that only a kosher animal and a kosher milk is basar b'chalav. But if it's a non-kosher animal or if it's a non-kosher milk, there's no basar b'chalav. Right? So you're allowed to cook it and you're allowed to have hanah from it. And we'll learn later because one isa does not fall another isa. If you already have an isa of eating non-kosher and the meat, there's no, you don't add the isa of basar b'chalav. Okay, close it. Rabbi Akiva says that basar b'chalav does not apply to a wild animal, a chaya, or to a bird. And Rabbi Yehuda says a chaya does apply to, but not to a bird. Setting him on the bottom of the page, kufi gilam alav, the very bottom, in Ohana Mila. How do you know all this, that every animal is included? Maybe it's only a goat. That Yehuda sent to his father, kufi gilam alav, is the very top of the page. He sent him gidi ha'izim, a goat, and he adds a description of gidi ha'izim. So why do you have to say gidi ha'izim? Just say gidi. To tell you that when it says gdi on its own, it means any animal. Only gdi izim is limited to a goat. Kan gdi izim, only over here was a goat. Hakamakim, wherever, shenem, it says gdi stam, goat, the word goat. I feel a potter, even a cow, verachal, and a sheep, the mash was included. Nu v'leil of minei. But now that we've established that gdi means izim, maybe everywhere else gdi means izim as well. The chsib krachi is another posse where it says, v'as oido is gdi izim. It says over there that Yaakov wrapped himself up there with the oido is gdi. Again, it says gdi izim. Again, it says goats. It says two words gdi izim. It doesn't say the word gdi alone. So kan gdi is only over here. It means talking about goats. So come walk and this time it says the word gdi on its own. I feel the power of the mashram. Means even a cow and even a sheep. Let's learn from this pasuk as well that everywhere it says gdi, it means also a goat. That two psukim coming and saying the same thing. We have a rule of the choshnek. You have two psukim teaching the same thing. You don't learn from them. That makes sense. You don't learn from them. You do learn from them. It says ha, extra hey, twice. Comes to limit. He could have said easy. Why say ha easy? The teacher what? That it means only over here it means a goat, but everywhere else when it says gdi means all animals. So the Gemara learns that how do you know basar b'chalav applies to all animals? Because the word gdi is a generic term. We're in 113b, and the first line is Amar Shmuel. If you can show what it is, Amar Shmuel. Look for Amar Shmuel. Omar Shmuel comes along, Shmuel says, Gedi, the word Gedi comes to teach a number of things. It says twice, three times, Lo Yisavash Gedi B'chalev Imay, three times, Lo Yisavash Gedi. So he says, comes to teach you, include three things and to exclude a couple of things. Gedi comes to the rabbi, he says, Achelev, if you cook fats and milk, you would have thought that you're not over because one Isser does not fall another Isser. We're talking about fats of a kosher animal, but which are treif, comes to teach you that what? That you're over two Avedas, Chelev, Asma Chalev. Gedi, the rabbi, is Achelev, that's one of one. Number two, Gedi l'rabba is a samesa. If a kosher animal that died, which now is an aveli, not allowed to eat it, we would have thought that if you cook it with milk, one isa does not compound another isa. Kamashalon, that yes it does. L'rabba is a samesa, that what? That if the animal, the kosher animal died, so you're over two avedas. The aveli and the isa are basar b'chalav. Number two. Number three, Gedi l'rabba is a shalil. The fetus also, if you cook the fetus with milk, it's over a basar b'chalav. You think it has to be a living animal, have to leave his mother? No, even in the womb. Gedi now comes to exclude a couple of things as well. Lahoitzi is a dam, but if you take blood and you cook with milk, there's no basar b'chalav there. Lahoitzi is a shilya. Gedi comes to exclude the sack around the fetus as well. There's no basar b'chalav. We, it says in Torah three times, Leisavashal Gedi, so we are learning six things from them. We'll ask, how can you learn three things? Three things we're including that even though there's fats, which you're not allowed to eat, if you make a basar b'chalav, you have two avedas. Even though the animal, the kosher animal, died naturally, so it's an avela, and you're over isa an avela if you eat it. But if you cook it with milk, you're over another isa of basar b'chalav, you're not allowed to cook it, you're not allowed to have ano, you're not allowed to eat it, and so on. And also, a fetus inside the mother's womb, there's isa basar b'chalav. And now it's coming to exclude blood. By blood, there's no basar b'chalav, it has to be an animal, it has to be meat. And it has also the sack. The embryonic sac. There's no fetus inside, just the sac itself. There's no basar b'chalav. And the third thing is gedi lahoitzet man, non-kosher animal. There's no basar b'chalav. B'chalev imay. Then the pasuk says the milk of its mother. And what do you mean by the milk of the mother? The loy b'chalav zacher. If the milk of a male, no, the male has some milk somehow in its breast, that milk is no basar b'chalav. B'chalevim, the milk of the mother, v'loy b'chalav shchuta. If you shecht an animal, you found milk in the udder. Remember, we learned yesterday, 2 days ago, that's not called milk. It does not have the halachic status of milk. B'chalevim, v'loy b'chalav. If the milk itself was non-kosher, you had a kosher meat, and you took non-kosher milk, the milk of a camel, there's no basar b'chalav. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. You learn six things from three words. Hatlasa gedik sivi, where milk, kufi gimel, and base. We are doing tomorrow's Gemara. Atlasik diksiv, it's 3 times gdi, vanan shisa dashin, and yet you learn 6 drushes, dromadisa basa bachalov. So we answer, kasava shmul, shmul holds, isa chal isa. Shmul used the word 3 times, lishavash gdi, to teach you that if you take trefa fats, and you cook it in milk, it's also basa bachalov. And we thought we'd use one of the gdi for that. If you take a kosher animal that died like an avela, and you have two isurim if you eat it, if you cook it in milk. So he says, you don't need psukim for that, because isa chal isa. Since I hold that one Isa does fall another Isa, I don't need a pasuk for it. And the Isa Chaylev, the very first pasuk that teaches you the whole concept of Basar B'chalav, I learn as well. And it applies side to Trefa Fats, Chaylev, and side to a Nevela. Why not? Isa Chal Isa. And what about the exclusion of blood? Because that was one of my 6 things I learned, that about blood and milk, there's no basar b'chalav. How do I know that? Dam nami, lav gediyu. Dam also, I don't need an extra pasuk for that. When the Torah says, don't cook a goat, I know blood is not a goat. When we say goat, you mean the meat, the flesh. So it's not a problem. And vishilya nami, and the sack around the embryo, I don't need a pasuk to exclude that. Because pirsha b'alma is just junk. Pashlut today. So all I have left over is 2 extra gedis. Chad le'rab is a shlil, and because most out of the 6 things, 4 of them you don't need an extra pasuk. The first one to teach it the din, and another 2. One is to include a shlil, the fetus, and the chad le'mute behemet tamei. And one is to exclude if it's a non-kosher animal. There's no basar b'chalav there. And then chalev ima, we learn if it's not kosher milk, no basar b'chalav. Freddy Gemara. So you're telling me the whole vart is v'sava shmul shmul holds isa chalal isa. Let me ask you a question. Maybe you should open the window. Maybe you should open the window. Sorry. Because just the closed air conditioner is very stuffy. Yeah. Thank you very much. So you're telling me that Shmuel holds Isa Chal Isa, but Amar Shmuel, Shmuel clearly said, we're learning now in Takanis Mishpasha, if a person is Tamei, he's not allowed to eat Kachim, he gets Karas. If a person, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Lazar, and then if a person is tired and he's tummy to kachim, is an isa say, a lava bomakal say. But that's it. What happens? You both, your tummy and the kachim are tummy. So says Shmuel, minayin, if a kohen was tummy, but sha'ocha tumat tumei, the tumat he ate was tummy, so he already has an isa say of eating the tummy. We're not going to compound the isa of tumas aguf on top of that, because I hold isa does not compound on isurim, sha'ein and misi, you don't get killed. It says, the meisuboy, who should die, ki yichalu, because you ruined the food. It's already ruined. So you might have understood right now the reason why a tamidika person eats tamidika kachim, you don't get killed, is because ain't isa chalisa. Since the tamidika kachim already has an inherent isa, you know, eat it, and you even isa say, you cannot add to it the isa now of a tamidika goof. So we see Shmuel holds ain't isa chalisa. Says, you might give you a number of answers. Number one is, nothing to do with isa chalisa, you have a pasuk here. Boy saying, ba'alma isa chalisa. Maybe Shmuel holds everywhere it is chal. But shiny hasim din minachmod, it says the Persian pasuk, that the only person, the singular, the only person who will die for eating kachim, if he is tamei, is if the kachim are tired. But if the kachim are tamei, he won't die. Pasik. So that cancels this isachal iser. Or Yibai say, Mabal Moksavar generally holds Shmuel ain't isachal iser. Maybe it's not chal iser. So how come by Basa Bechalov he says, you know, Chalev and Nevela is Basa Bechalov? Vishani Hachad Brachman Gdi, because the fact that it says in Tayyid Gdi, when it means all animals, comes to teach you that. Or Yibai say, Mahadi Dei Hadi Rabbi. One place he said the name of his name, one place he said the name of the Rebbe. Yeah, but is there room for the second Issa to fall on? I gave you an example last time. If I make a shua, I won't eat bread. And then 5 minutes later, I make another shua, I won't eat bread. And I did eat it. I only did one avera. Because the second shua has nowhere to land. Nowhere to go. Same thing. Since one Issa started first, and now I want to add another Issa to it. For example, a novella. And now I want to put milk to it. So it was already a novella. You can't add Issa or Basa B'chal to it. Fafal. Rab Achdevua, but if it's a non-kosher animal, then there's no basachal. Rab Achdevua Barami, Rav, he asked the question, what about if you cook with the milk of a goat, never, the Torah says, my mother, does it have to be already a mother? No, was the milk already, once it was real milk, and then we say you shouldn't cook. But if you cook from a milk from a goat that he never had to nurse, this mother never nursed before, so it's not, maybe not really milk, because it's not an imai. Since Shmuel required lemeima bechalev imel lechazacher, he said the milk of a mother, not the milk of a male. That means the milk of a mother, even though right now is not a mother, but one day will be a mother. It's already usher. A male will never be a mother. Therefore, the question is halacha that we look at him. Like we learned a few days ago, the udder, the milk in the udder, even though it looks like milk and everything else, halachically it's not milk yet. We learn from Psukim, Bechalev Imay. So Zachar Dulashil Chalem, a male will never become a mother in those days. Aval Hai, Kivun de Bol Chalem, this person becomes a mother, this baby, this cow, one day will be a mother, we will be a nursing mother, Asun. Itma, we learned, Hamavashal Chalav Bechalev. We actually learned to Machlekis. If you cook milk with treifa fats, I'm a kosher animal, but treifa fats. Do we say isa chalal isa or not? Rabban Rabbas is a machlek is chadu, I'm a leki malkus, because they hold isa chalal isa. Oh, even though this is already chaylev, now you add isa basa chalav. The chadu, I'm a leki, I don't get malkus. Lema, let us say, behalk mukvim, maybe this is the crux of the argument. Mando, I'm a leki, said, the one who holds you do get malkus, I'm an isa chalal isa. Well, mando, I'm a leki, I'm an isa chalal isa. Say, well, no. Kuliam, everyone holds, ain't isa chalal isa. Achille, when it comes to eating kuliyamale pligid lelaki, everyone's going to get malchus because ain't isa chalal iser. Since you're already going to get the iser for eating treifa fats, you're not going to get the iser for basal chalav. They're arguing about. Remember, you're allowed to cook treif. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to cook basal chalav. So if you take treifa fats and you add to it basal chalav, okay, there's no iser in eating it. But are you going to get an iser for cooking?
Created a new thing.
Yeah, so that's a shayla. Keep pliga bishul. Man, the malaika chadisuru. This is there's no two isurim here. There's no isur to cook treifa fats. So now you cook treifa fats with milk. You're either basa b'chalav. Or man, the amar ain't malaika says afker achmana lachilah b'loshem bishul. You know why the Taita said don't eat basa b'chalav and uses the expression don't cook basa b'chalav? Because to teach you kibun alachilah lucky. If you're not going to get malchus for the eating, abishul namid lucky. When do you get malchus for cooking? Only if you get malchus for eating. But over here, eating treifa fats with milk, you're not going to get malchus because ain't isa chalali, so you can't compound isurim. Neither will you get malchus for cooking it. Bikadam is one version. Another version is abishul kuliyam pligi, definitely lucky. Cooking, why not? There's only one avedi. There's no isa chalali. And the argument is fakert. Ki pligi achila. Man no amad ain't yogi malchus the isa chalali. Or man no amaloika says, lahochi afkach man lachibashon bishu. You know what says cooking? Kivon da abishul lucky. Since that, you know, I tell you, bishop, to be machmir, not to be mekel. Since you're going to get for this particular activity, you're going to get malchus for cooking the fats and the milk. In this case, even if you eat it, you always get malchus. The buys a third answer. Who said they're arguing? One guy's talking about the cooking, one guy's talking about the eating. The cooking, you will be malchus, and the eating, you don't. Makes a last question. If you cook b'mecholav, if you cook with whey, you know the milk of the watery part of the milk, if you let it sit a while. And so on, potter, you are potter, it's not considered milk. It's not considered milk. Dam shebishl b'chala, blood, we learned here before, but Shmuel said, blood is also not meat and different, no bas b'chala, potter. The bones and the veins, the canine, the horns, the fine, and the hooves, shebishl b'chala, cook and meat, potter, and milk, potter. Again, they're not meat. Ha pigul bahano, he said, this is a regular meat, but you did an avera, a pigul, you had the wrong thought in mind when you're going to eat it, or leftover from a carton, or ha tome, or animal tome, all these things you're not allowed to eat. Shabishim b'cholov, you cooked it with milk. Chayev, you are chayev. So what does he mean about? Isa chal iser. What do you tell me? Ain't isa chal iser. He said, clearly for me, there's an isa of noiser, whatever, and you're adding afterwards basa b'cholov, and noiser is very strict, you get chorus for it, and you're adding afterwards basa b'cholov, and yet it says clearly you'll be over two avedas.
As you get malchus, right?
Yeah, as the Gemara, high tanasov isachal iser. What's the big deal? There's so many opinions that hold isachal iser, and there's so many hold ein isachal. This tana holds iser. You can't ask me a question. Okay, it says in the Braise, I'm a vashem bechol potter. If you cook in the watery part of the milk, you potter mesayeh. This actually supports the shlokish. That now we learn mechol of the watery part of milk harei hen kechol of has a din like milk. That's what the Braise says. It says in the Mishnah, the hamoyel and also the juice that comes out. From you know, olives. Olives sit there, not you squeezed. It just sits there, and then some juice flows out. What is that juice? Is that oil? Hamoyel harei hen kechol. Sorry, moyel harei kishem has been like oil. Has been like oil. Amar shlokish. What are we talking about here? Lo yishanu el lahachshel zrayim. You know that seven mashkin, seven different liquids that if it come in contact with food, it prepares it to mekabel tuma. That shows that you think it's completed. And this, so they would say this is oil. And if we say this is milk, mecholov is milk. Avelin yibishim b'zochalov. When it comes to cooking b'zochalov, mecholov is not milk. So the Braise before supports that. Who says that mecholov is potter if you cook it with milk? Don't know what we learned. The chalev imay, the milk of the mother. Ain't the other chalev imay, the milk of the mother. The chalev potter, the milk of a cow. How do you know other animals included? Maybe it's only a goat. How do you know? Menayin, how do you know? Or maybe it's a mother, yeah. Okay. So you want to know the milk. All we know is, we said before, we know every animal, I don't care what kind of meat it is, you're not allowed to cook it with milk. We learned before already that every gdi means all animals. But how do you know the cholov means the milk from all animals? Maybe only the milk of a goat with any meat from any kosher animal is basa b'cholov. How do you know b'cholov? It says b'chalev imoy, the next part of the pasuk. The gdi part we know, the total is vasa gdi, that's the meat, the focus is on the meat. I don't care what kind of meat it is, cow, sheep, lamb. They're all, okay, basar b'chalav. But what about, it says, b'chalev imay, the milk of its mother. Maybe it means only the mother, maybe only a goat. Ein lel b'chalev imay. B'chalev para v'rachum and hain of the other animals, milk also dasar. Amri kavachayme, v'kavachayme. Or ma imay shalay nes imay aboh. Madach, the mother is not also if it's with the baby calf. There's no isav habah, because they're both the same species. Nes imay b'shula, yet you're not allowed to cook the milk with its mother, part of the rachel, but a part of the rachel shenesa imay b'habo, that a part of the rachel with the goat is obviously is an iser of habo. Ein adin shenesa imay b'bishulei. So too, you're not allowed to cook it as well with the milk, any milk. Tamalayme, you know, but it has a chumrah. A cow and a sheep have a chumrah that if they you mix them together with a goat, they're going to become aser. And by a goat, we say that milk with a goat is aser. So surely the milk of a cow with a cow is aser. Tamalayme b'chalev imay. So you might have one year passing for a lamb nikra. So you just said you have a kavuchaymer.
They mean the same species, right?
No, the milk, exactly, the milk of the same species. The milk of a cow, the milk of a bull, yeah. Whatever. Omer Avashi, no. You know why the kavuchaymer not happy? She's going to be eating me. Cut it in the pig, the whole kavuchaymer doesn't make sense. The whole kavuchaymer doesn't make sense. Why not? Mehecha kamasla, mima, you're learning out from the mother. Mali imoy, she can't nest imoy b'shchita. A mother and its own species, you're not allowed, it has a chumra that you're not allowed to shecht oysoi ve'ez benoi. So maybe that's why its milk and the goat is aser, which is like an offspring. But the para with the goat, there's no iser of oysoi benoi. You're allowed to shecht. So there's a chumra here. Maybe that's why the milk is aser. But how you know by a para there's an iser of the milk? That's why tamalei v'chalei v'imoi. That's why learning the chalei v'imoi that the milk of its mother, since the cow is aser, then its milk also is aser. How do you know the milk of its older sister, which is a cow, compared to a goat? An older sister is a cow. How do you know that's us? The by a goat, the mother can go together with its calf, its offspring, and they can be counted together for mice, which is a cooler. Like one, yet neset is imay bebishul. You're not allowed to cook with its own milk. Achoisay shleim nichas imul yizasa. You cannot bring a bull together with a goat to count your mice and behemah. That has a chumra. Ain't a dinshin that says imay bebishul. So surely you're not allowed to use the milk of a goat with a cow. How do you? That's how we know the milk of a goat you cannot use with the cow, even though it's not its own mother's milk. Luchayda, you say chalei imay be that. Even the milk of a goat is also with a cow. Because it has this chumra that you cannot count it in the ladir. Tamalim b'chalei v'imoy. For again, v'holam nikra. Actually, you just have to have a kavuchaymer. Amar Avashi, because there's a chumra by para you don't have by goat. B'shadik l'meima mikor din mikla whole thing. Ma heicha kamais the widlin off imoy his mother. Mali imoy. You know why by the goat she came nesta imoy b'shchita. The goat with its offspring is oisav as benoy. Tell about a cow with a goat is no isav oisav benoy. It has a cooler, so maybe the milk of a goat together with a cow is not a problem. So nesta imoy b'shchita maybe has a cooler that with the offspring of a goat there's no problem of oisav benoy. So maybe the offspring, the milk of a goat, there's no problem of bas b'chalav. Definitely tell about imoy. The milk of a goat with any of the animals. Ashkan achoisik do. We know about a cow. Achoisik time and I know about a sheep. That the milk of a sheep, the milk of a goat together with the sheep is also. Asim ibnai. We learn out between the cow and the goat. Mehe teisim. We want to learn out. Teisim imo. Let's learn out from the goat. Mali imo. Oh, you say, oh, the goat has a chumra shekain nasim b'shchita because you're not allowed to shech the mother goat and the kid. Therefore, the milk is also asad. Achoisik do lechia. What about the cow? The cow has no iser with shechting with the offspring of the goat, and yet the milk of the goat is also with the cow. You cannot include it together with a goat when it comes to give maaseh. It has a chumrah. That's why also the milk of the goat with it is also You could count it together with its offspring, yet it's Milka's Asa. The Chazar Adin goes back and forth. Loi Roi Zeh, Keroi Zeh, Loi Roi Kezeh. There's no, the Chumri here is different than the Chumri here. Hatzad HaShavah Shavahem. What's the common denominator? Shu Basa, anything which is flesh, and it's kosher. And Va'asa Levash HaChoy, now cook with milk. And the Ovi, therefore I'm going to include not only a cow, which we already know, but also a Chazaktan, also a lamb. Shu Basa's meat. Va'asa Levash HaChoy, now cook with milk. So you can learn, just like you're learning the sheep between a goat and a cow, you can learn a cow between a goat and a sheep the same way. You're not going to be right. So, why do you need a pasuk for? The boy, the Kitanya, for the following. You know that you're not allowed to take a baby goat and use the milk of the mother. What about its own milk? Maybe you're allowed to take a goat and use its own milk to cook it together. I mean, how do you know that's also? I'm a kavuchem. I have a kavuchem. What's a kavuchem? Ma b'makim shalay nesa pri madach, in a place where it's not aser. For example, one goat with another goat to mix it together is not a problem. B'shchita, you're allowed to shecht two baby. Remember, the Esav Oysav Benoi is only two generations. But if it's a cross generation, two offspring, you're allowed to shecht on the same day. It's no Esav of Oysav as Benoi if it's two offspring. So pri and pri, the second generation with the second generation, is not a problem. Yet nesa pri me'aim, and yet the second generation with the first generation, you're not allowed to shecht. So makim shenesa pri and pri vishal. Where you're not allowed to, definitely one goat cannot be cooked with the milk from the other goat, the bishul. So surely ain't a din. So in other words, it's stricter. Ain't a din shenasa pri hima ein bishul. So surely that you're not allowed to cook the goat with its own milk. Therefore, Talmud Leimer comes to tell you, we're calling pri and pri is the goat, and its milk is another pri. We can say this rule of we saying that a pri is mutter, therefore you're allowed to use it, and yet you're not allowed to pre and pre, you're not allowed to have the milk. One goat, you're not allowed to use the milk, another one, so surely you're not allowed to use his own milk, is lavdafka. Because sus ben sasaya, take a horse, second generation horse, whose parents are both horses. And then its mother had mated with a donkey, and they gave birth to a mule. So it's a sister, half sister. There, the mule is forbidden with a horse, and yet this horse is permitted with his mother. So we see that pri pri can be stricter than pri aim generally. So that's not a raya. Hossam zera over the gun. The problem is not the mother or the pre-pre. There the problem is that the father comes in and ruins the whole thing. Messes it up. The peded ben susaya, because even, forget it, two mules. A mule, the son of a horse. Ache preda, the brother of a mule, the son of a donkey, whose mother's horse. Yechiach. Or, for example, two predas, both father are a horse, and the mother is a donkey. They're allowed to mate with each other. And yet, that preda cannot mate with its mother, who is a donkey. Shemute pri and pri, vasa pri meim. Elam abrevin, Moshundig meim can say, Eved ben Shivcha, the Eved, the son of a Shivcha, Achim, Meshachet, the brother was born afterwards when the mother was freed. Yechiach, she also pri and pri, they're not allowed to have relations. Yet umutte pri meim, and yet the eved is permitted with his mother, the shivcha. So therefore, we see that they can be a fakert. It could be mutter. The even though the goat might be also with the goat, the milk of its other goat, but the goat with its own thing with its milk, which comes with the mother, maybe it's mutter. Again, hasam get shichadigurim. It's an extraneous thing that allows it. It's the get. The eved ben meshuchred is an eved, the son of a free woman. Achi shivcha, and his brother also had to be shivcha. Sorry, sister the shivcha. Yechiach, she mutter pri and pri. They're the mutter with each other. And yet, it's also with his mother. V'asa pri imeim, because she's free, she's a bas yisrael, and he's not. So the vertical and horizontal rule doesn't work. Elam ravid v'ravin. Just two more lines, we're finishing, guys. Elam ravid v'ravin, meshadik lemeimar, klaye yisroim yechicha, prove from klayim. She'asa pri and pri, you're not allowed to put two seats together, and yet umute pri im aim, and yet you're allowed to. The aim by climb is the karka. The karka is what makes the birth. You're allowed to take any seed and plant it in the ground. So therefore, we see that it's easier to go vertical than horizontal. So even though by goats, one goat is also with the milk of the other goat, because that's horizontal, but vertical, the goat with its own milk, which is like vertical, maybe is also. Says Gemara again, and that's why I need a pasuk. Gemara again, I don't need a pasuk. Klum nesa pri and pri elai de aim. Over there, the whole isid is the mother. It's It's not pri and pri. It's the mother. Why? The chitiv v'sadi b'kadi. You put wheat and barley in one jug. There's no karka there. They don't come asa. It's the karka that makes it asa. So again, it's vertical and horizontal happening at the same time. So what do I need? Elamar of Ashim. Should Ikla Mema can say mal pri and pri. You know why one goat and the other goat, the milk of one goat is asa with the other goat. Shekain shnei gufim. They're two separate entities. But a goat with its own milk, it's one body. It's one body. Maybe it's mutter. When it comes to a goat with his own milk as one body, maybe you're allowed to cook it. Therefore, you need a pasuk chalev imay, which is actually to tell you that the milk of its mother, which is now it's inside, it's it is awesome. Stop here. But,